Blog Talk Radio.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining, oh, everyone tell me why, oh, why, oh, why won't that sun appear?
Good evening. It's Marcia Cook, and it's A Good Story is a Good Story, and we have a great show tonight, and we have friends of this show on. Actually, we have one of the hosts on, which is Willow Cross. Hi, Willow.
Hi, Marcia.
She's now the director, marketing director, so she'll be talking a lot about our marketing skills and what we can do to help each other. And I have Candy O'Donnell, who's been on several times. Candy, and she was a host herself. Hi, Candy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And then we have, I mean, actually, Kelly's been a regular lately. Hi, Kelly. Kelly Abell from Selection Graphics.
Hello.
Okay, and all three of these, I'm good. Everybody on the show has done work for me because I know, like everybody else, everybody knows how I try everything, but tonight's show is actually about making good choices for your marketing and knowing that you have to probably pay these days for good work. Because as we know, what's happening out there, there's several things going on, so I'll talk about that later. But all three of the women that are on today are excellent at what they do, and they will all be talking about what they do. But this is about promotion and how to promote yourself, and I know everybody gets frustrated, and I get frustrated, so I have people now that are doing this for me because I am actually doing a lot myself, and I think everybody that is an author wants to write. So I think that's what we all want to work on. So I think that we need to promote, and nobody thought it was going to be like this because that's not how it used to be. Now everybody has to promote and write at the same time, which is very difficult. So the people that are on the show tonight, Candy, Kelly, and Willow, will all be discussing several things that they do that they can help with. And when people are on my show, we all have a good time and they get to promote themselves, and that's really fun. So I think that these are the things that need to be done. So, I mean, first of all, we're going to talk about some other things, but everybody's on here. So, Willow. Hello, Willow.
Hello.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I have to probably talk about the shows we're having on first before we do anything. Actually, I'm not going to talk about all the shows we're having. I'm going to talk about we really have some great hosts here. And Cassandra Dane is a host. Virginia Grenier, as you know, is a partner of World of Ink with myself. And Fran Lewis is a host. Bennett Pomerantz, R. Jeffries, Irene Ross, Willow Cross, and Tracy Ford. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so.
Tracy McDonald. Oh,
that's right. Well, they're not. They haven't had their show yet. Okay, Tracy McDonald. Yes.
Yeah, that's the new show.
Yeah, she's great. She's great, and she's going to be with Virginia. And you and I are going to have another show.
Yeah, Meet the Author.
Yes, Meet the Author, which we'll discuss in a few minutes. All of the people that I've just said, they're great hosts. We all have different types of guests. So if you look at Blog Talk Radio, or if you go into World of Ink, or Michigan Avenue Media, you'll be able to find some of our shows. And on World of Ink, all our shows are there. So then you'll be able to see because we know that everybody's very busy these days. So it's all our shows are on demand. So if you can't make the show, you can hear it at any time. I mean, all the shows I've done, I think it's like 500 of them, they're all still out there. So any show that, you know, on a topic that you want, you can go look, and there's tons of shows. Okay, so that's about think I finished that, right? Okay. And I think you're having a show Friday. These are always the hardest things to do because we're trying to get everybody in and make sure that we don't forget anybody that's doing a show.
Yeah.
And, so I think I didn't forget anybody. Okay. Willow, why don't you tell everybody what you do and what you're going to be doing, and then we'll have Candy and Kelly.
Well, wow, that's what I do. When I start telling you what all I
right,
do, everybody's going
right,
to go, this woman is crazy. Somebody needs to lock her up.
Well, they're used to me already, so it's not going to be bad. Okay.
Somebody asked me today, what do you do? And I just started laughing. He said, where do you want me to start?
I know. Not
okay,
good.
Well, I'm an author. Obviously, I'm an author, and I also am the radio show host for the Paranormal Hour on Blog Talk on the World of Ink Network, and I am now the director of advertising and marketing for World of Ink. Now, that probably doesn't mean much to anyone other than it puts me in a position to help those of you that are like me and are authors in trying to promote yourself and get out there, because World of Ink has decided to start doing commercials and selling commercial airtime. Which is, I think, a great move for the network.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be good.
It's going to be so much fun. And it's going to be very, old school. You know, it's very much like Howard Stern does on his shows and a lot of the talk shows where, you know, it's just words from our sponsor and live commercials. And it'll be a lot of fun. I think the live commercials,
yeah, like Howard, they do a lot of, that's what they do now. You know, it used to be, sometimes they had commercials that were not live, but now people like live because they're so used to watching everything live.
Right,
that,
well,
you know,
it's better suited towards live talk shows than canned commercials. And what I think maybe a lot of people don't realize that the World of Ink Network has a reach of nearly 2 million.
A lot of people.
When we promote you, you're really getting promoted because that's a lot of folks. So,
I should say one thing to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Is that we also have a blog, and I have a lot of blogs, and I will put you out also, and Virginia does, and so we do a lot of that beside the commercials. So the people that are going to have commercials. And they've been, and there'll be a guest on the new show that we're doing, Meet the Author. But they'll also be out there on a lot of different blogs, and we do promote a lot, you know, for the show.
Right.
And you know, so that's one of the things that we can offer. And the prices are good. I mean, they are. We're doing good with that.
They are so incredibly reasonable compared to what most places are charging. I mean, it's just.
Well, I remember when I started out, they said I should be on a radio show. I remember when I started out, Fidelity Publisher, which was my publisher, she said, you have to be on a radio show. And I go, like, I don't think this is going to happen. I don't want to. So I went looking around, and the shows were like $400, $300. And I think people that are listening will know that because they've seen them. And I went, oh, I don't think this is going to happen. So Red River, they advertised something, which Candy will probably remember. She wanted to have Christmas shows, so I went on a Christmas show and for 6 minutes, and I said a little bit about my Love Changes books. And after that, then I started doing shows. But, I mean, I was probably one of the people that would say, oh, I don't want to be on the radio. But it's pretty good because it's very good to get yourself out there and branding. It's not about how many books you sell. It's about branding.
Right.
And that's what we try to do.
With marketing yourself and promoting, that the key thing is branding. Is reaching your target audience and branding yourself, because as an author, it's incredibly important that you brand yourself as an author and not so much just your books, because, you know, this year you might be putting out a historical romance, but next year you might be putting out an alien abduction story that's you know, 20 years in the future. And if you brand yourself as a historical romance author, then you're limiting what you can do. So you don't brand your books, you brand yourself.
Right. I think that's
a good
thing.
Get your name out there.
And that, I think it is a good thing. All right, Candy, all right, and I know that, well, you've done shows, you've done, you're a psychic, you've done a lot of things. You want to talk about your new endeavor.
Yeah, my new endeavor was compliments of you. Basically, Marcia approached me and said, you know what, you are, you know, helping so many different authors get their stuff
right.
out there, and it's just something I've been doing for years, as you know.
Years.
I stopped doing shows last year just so I can write and get some new material out myself, but I decided to start a promotional. So I call it Candy's Promotions, and the only thing I do is I get it out to Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn, because a lot of people, they don't realize what a good source LinkedIn is.
I know. I know.
Yeah,
it's
and I just... And ever since I've been doing this, my Twitter followers and my LinkedIn followers have gone through the roof. I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
It's a great thing. Right, it is. And but not everybody
yeah.
knows how to tweet well, or they don't want to tweet. And but LinkedIn is one of the things that a lot of people are missing, because they think that
mm-hmm.
if it's a business, if they're not a business, they don't have to be on LinkedIn. But writing is a business. And that's,
oh, yeah,
there's tons of
yeah.
writers and authors and readers. There's tons of people on LinkedIn. And, you know, as we know, Facebook, unfortunately, has not been helping people the way they were
no.
before, because they're not sharing things. And when
exactly.
when Kelly comes on, I'll say one thing that I just sent her an email. I drive her crazy because I get all these emails, but I just sent her one. But, all right, so these are the things that you're sticking to. I mean, you're doing just that right now, because that's really getting someone out and branding them, and that's great for new authors.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been working with Danielle, and I wasn't even
she
working
was supposed
with
to be
her
on today. I don't know what happened.
For,
but,
for like 5 hours, and she called or she emailed me, and she goes, "You know what? I'm already seeing a difference. Her the count on her likes on Facebook have gone up, and Twitter, and so I know it's working, you know, because I learned how to work it on Twitter. I've been watching other people and so many other authors as well, you know, and a lot of different people who do promotions and this and that. And I really am staying away from, like, the blog tours and that kind of thing. I'd leave that to other people who have plenty of time. But with me, I'm already online, so just posting
that's
all
that's right.
That
would be you're natural to do that. All right, so, that, I mean, this is a good thing. All right, now, Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi. Let's put it this way. Kelly has been doing a lot of things for me, mostly the banners that I love, and I have a lot of banners, and I'm like crazy with banners, but and teasers. I think they're really, really good. Kelly, tell everybody what you do. You do a lot more than that.
Yeah, for Selectograph, well, I'm an author also, so I have that touch, you know, to understand exactly what authors think about when they want a cover or a banner or you know, something that they need to promote their book. And one of the things Selectographics really focuses on is the visual. And, you know, so we do covers, we do formatting, we do pretty much everything you need to get a book self-published with the exception of editing. We don't do any editing. But where we really tend to focus is in our promotions, what I like to do are videos. We also do book trailers. And we started doing something recently that has really taken off and has gotten a lot of press, which is an author promotion video. And what we do is we focus on the author, because, Candy, I could not agree with you more, or Willow, I think you said it, that you brand yourself as an author. And being a multi-genre author myself, I just couldn't agree with you more how important
right.
that is. So what the author promotion video does is it focuses on you as an author and what your philosophy is with your writing, and we focus on your books, and we highlight the books, and we use different stock videos and stock photos and motion graphics and, you know, music, of course. And I think they've turned out really well. You can see them on our website. So that's one of the things, and we only charge $50 for that.
It's a great thing, you know, except, you know, like people like me. But I do think, you know, I do change a lot, and I do change my covers quite a bit. And, well, Willow does too. Willow, you've done some changes on your, but I think that's
accommodate that.
Right, because there are people, and I actually think it's not a bad idea to do that, because sometimes, you know, the cover isn't just right, or maybe it is right, but you want to change it, you know, and when you have banners, and these are the things that all three of you are saying that are really important. And Willow, you also format books. You didn't say you also format for for people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, okay, but that's what happens, right, because we do so many different things that we forget. And Kelly has done my children's book, my Isabella Pimpinella, so which is, everybody knows it does children. It is so hard to find people to format children's books. So we worked at it, and you know, and this is important. And Willow, I mean, and Candy, all three of you do so many things that everybody needs, because I think that people are, they do get overwhelmed. Because I think certainly a new author, when they start, where did they start? I mean, when people come to me, they're starting to, they ask me questions, and some of them have spent a fortune, and they have nothing to show for it, nothing. They don't even have good websites. They don't have the things. They don't have banners. They don't have teasers.
Right.
They don't have any of the things that they need. And so I think, and I'm going to address one issue, and I think we'll all want to talk. I saw something on Facebook the other day, and it was really upsetting, and I actually don't comment all the time, but I had a comment on this. There are several assistants that have been out there working with a lot of authors who have been pirating ebooks. Nobody knows who they are. They haven't said it, and that's a bad thing. And so one of the things I would like to just get across to people is, if you want to call me and you want to call Virginia, you can ask us and we'll send you to the right places. Because I think I've tried a few different people and it's not been a good experience. So that's why I try a lot of things, and that's why the people I have on my show and Virginia does, we know them and we know that they do what they say they're going to do. And I think, anybody want to talk about that, the ebook, the pirating, this is a bad thing. So does anybody have anything to say about the pirating?
Well, here's the thing. Pirating, first of all, for anybody who doesn't understand what pirating is, because we use that a term a lot, and just a couple of days ago, one of my good friends said, I don't understand what that is.
Right,
what is that?
That's good to say.
Pirating
right.
is when you go on a website that is offering a file share, and it says you can get this book for free. If that book is not offered for free on Amazon or Smashwords or Barnes & Noble, then they've stolen that book. So when you download it, it's no different than when you're illegally downloading movies that haven't been released yet and burning
right.
them, or illegally downloading music. It's pirating and it's stealing. Now, most people think of this as a victimless crime. I've talked to people who've pirated movies and whatnot, music, and it's not hurting anybody. Those people are millionaires.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bunch of horse pecky, because it is hurting people. Everybody on this panel is an author. You know as well as I do that if you get really lucky and you get 300 sales of one certain book in a month, but then you find out that that book that you had on sale for 99 cents that you get 32 cents from.
Yeah.
Has been pirated and is downloading at a rate of 5,000 a month, you're getting hurt. And a lot of us, this is our bread and butter. Most of us, this is why we do so many different things, because you don't make enough to buy the bread and the butter with just your royalties.
Right, no, it is true,
because
I think, right, if a book is 99 cents, I mean, how much can we make? Amazon has to make it, you know, and this is what happens. But I do think, see, everybody knows there will be pirates. I mean, I'm sure there will be, but it's really very sad when someone you trust as your assistant goes out and does that.
This has to be, that. This is why I do not have a PA right now.
Yeah.
I'm not privy to the information of exactly who did what or who was involved in this, but it is difficult for me to place my trust into someone I don't know when it comes to things like that. It just is. So, you know, we need help. I know we need help. I need a PA so bad I can't hardly stand it.
Right. I think also what we should say is that if there's anybody out there that would like to do, you know, we'd like to do tweet chats on the show. And, you know, we really, that's really where more people can hear us and see, you know, talk to us and things like that. So I think if there's people out there that would like to do some tweet chats on any of our shows, if you, you know, contact me is fine. And, or, you know, or Willow, it's really good, because I think that puts the audience so close to all of us that are talking right now, because the chat rooms aren't like, I've done this for 5 years, and Candy, you know that too. The chat rooms were very busy before. It's not like that anymore.
Exactly.
They're very difficult, I think, to maneuver.
Yeah.
Because I've had a lot of people tell me, look, I tried to get on chat, and they kept kicking me out.
They can't.
You know.
They can't. I know. It's very hard. I have trouble, and sometimes when I'm listening to a show, I call in because I can hear it that way, and I just don't go on the air. I just listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, and another thing I should say that with Facebook, Kelly, did you get the email that I sent you? Did you see that one, the latest? Maybe not.
Not yet. I have not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I got. I put a teaser out, and then now they said there's too much text in it, so they don't want it.
Oh, okay.
I know, but it's not
that.
About that. It's not about that. It's that everything is changing.
Facebook
so. Yeah, everything is changing. What I'm bringing this up for is everything is changing so fast, and they don't tell any of us. Like even Blog Talk, which we love because they've been great to us. They feature us. But, you know, a lot of times we don't know that the changes and with the sharing, as I think that, Candy, you know how that is. You know what the shares used to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like that anymore.
I remember on Facebook I would share and, you know, what, 2,000 people would see it. Now it's... I mean, not even a third of that.
Sometimes it doesn't share at all. And I've noticed one thing that I did notice that Facebook seems to share comments and things, but not when we're advertising our books anymore or our shows or anything like that. Has anybody noticed that? Because I've noticed that. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yeah.
There used to be a
personal
game.
Yeah, if it's personal, you'll get a lot of hits on it, but if
yeah.
it's not, it doesn't go out because they want you to pay for an ad.
Yeah.
And even paying for their ad, they don't want you to advertise too much, which is the email you sent me with the too much text on the little boost post.
But how do they know, though? But the people that you're wanting to see this, you can't just send a picture. That, you know what I mean? You can't just send. It's not like an Instagram. They won't know what it is. You have to have text.
Yeah, that's why I don't use Facebook. I mean, I do little promotion, you know, through the social media for other authors as well. And I think that's good that you have multiple authors, multiple services on your show because Candy will have different followers than I have on Twitter. And when you use multiple channels, you can get some more people that way. But Facebook, I do, you know, I'll do a post, but I really focus more on Twitter and LinkedIn and Google+, because I think those are really, you're seen more there. Facebook has just turned into a Gestapo as far as, you know, getting any kind of information.
I agree.
Well, certainly after today, I figured, and I haven't done any Facebook ads for a while. So I thought, well, I'll try it, you know, because I like the picture. It looks so cute that Kelly did the teaser, and I put it out, and then they say it's too much text. So I probably won't be doing this again. I haven't done anything for a while, and I tried again, you know. But I do think they would like the big ads for hundreds of dollars. They don't want the ads for $5, apparently, you know. And so I think we're all going to have to find which is Twitter is one thing, which is why Twitter chats on the radio is a greatest thing, because I did one of those. It was great. I did one last year on the children's. It was, you know, somebody asked me to go in, and I did, and it was really a lot of fun. It was fast-paced, but it was great. And I think people don't realize how much it would do for them if they, you know, if they're on our shows, they will get a whole, like, wherever you are, I have different friends, like you just said. You have different friends, Candy, Willow, we all have different friends, and it reaches so many more people than, you know, than you can do by yourself.
That's why I like the teasers, too, because we haven't mentioned it yet, but Pinterest is huge.
Yes, I love it.
And doing the little teasers and, you know, putting things up on your Pinterest account really draws in attention for people. And posting other pictures about your books, like, for example, my series is Irish. And so I posted not only the book covers and the characters, but also, you know, things about Ireland that, you know, are interesting for people to see and look at on Pinterest. And so one of the little things we do are just little teasers where it's either, you know, it's a stock photo or it can include your book cover or not. But we try to do something creative about your book or the subject matter or the, you know, the genre or you as an author or whatever, just a one-liner on, you know, a picture that you can then post anywhere, you know, your blog, your website, Twitter, Pinterest.
Yeah, I think it's so important. I mean, I love them. I think they're great. They're inexpensive ways to promote yourself in a good way, because, you know, because sometimes they don't want to see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different. You know, and I think they're great. Candy, you know, when you're doing all this promoting that you do on Facebook and whatever, how do you feel that, you know, for you, how do you think that what should the author start with when they come, like a lot of times people will say, well, what can I do? And I'll say, well, you have to do, you know, teasers, you have to do all these things, you have to go, you know, you have to tweet, and they don't want to. So what would you say they should start with?
You know, the one thing that I always tell people is, how are you going to get yourself out there? You know, if you have a website, blog, or let's say a Facebook fan page, to me, those are the main three that are really going to capture, you know, an audience's attention. You know, let's go with the fan page on Facebook. You know, if you're posting all the time, which I do, you're gaining more likes, you know, on that page just because you're posting all the time, you know, and if you don't have the time to do it, go to Twitter, go to LinkedIn, you know, and really just get yourself out there. Tell people about, you know, who you are, you know, and not just inundate, you know, oh, buy my book, you know. It doesn't work like that, and I'm sure you guys know this as well, because when you do that, people turn you off, they walk away, you know. When I'm promoting people, I do so many different things, you know, as you know, Marcia.
I've seen what you're doing, right? And I think it's great because, you know, I see them, and, you know, and it is a lot of work. And, you know, if you really want to write, you can't keep doing all these things, you know. And that's why with the commercials, Willow, I think we're going to be putting out, Willow's going to send something out, and we're going to put it on World of Ink and Michigan Avenue, you know, what we're planning on doing with the marketing. And I will say that Willow has a new sponsor for us, which is Jo Michaels, and she will be, you know, I have actually, her banner is out there. She's a graphic designer. She's an editor. She's an author. You know, and it's amazing, though. See, like what you were saying before, Willow, all of us do so many different things, you know, and Candy does a lot of we're all authors and other things, like Kelly, we're all, so it really is very difficult these days, you know, for an author to do all of this themselves. And, you know, make banners for themselves. It's very hard to do that. You know, you want it to look nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think if you get a good banner or a good cover, and I should say Lindsay Kendall was going to be on the show, and she does a lot of covers for you, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Candy.
She makes
yes.
all my covers. Oh, yes. I love her to death.
Right.
She's awesome.
She's
and she also formats my books, too.
Yeah. And see, well, and so see, this is like important, the cover, you know, because I know myself, I kept going, should I do this, should I do that, and Kelly helped me, and we did some covers, and this is a good thing. I mean, you know, and that's why the people that are on today, yeah, you have a choice to go to several people, and if you have a question, you can ask them, and they may send you to somebody that can do something else for you, but it really does matter who you talk to, because you really can't, you just can't go out there and just say, let me go to an assistant, let me do that, because I have tried that, and it does not work. You just have to have some kind of a reference. I've gone to people, and then it ended up costing me money when they did nothing, and they didn't understand because they didn't do a thing, nothing. So I think that when you don't get any results because they don't do what they're supposed to do, this is a bad thing. And I think everybody out there has probably faced that, and certainly new authors are in such, I mean, they are truly overwhelmed by this.
Oh, yeah. You know the one thing that I do is I actually talk to people, like with Danielle, you know, and I told her I knew you and I know Willow,
yeah.
You know, I know everyone on the show. And I said, you know, Marcia's one of the really good ones, you know, along with Willow,
thank you.
And I'm sorry, Kelly, I really don't know you, but if you're friends with them, you're good, too.
Yeah.
But I told her, you know, you have to trust your instincts, you know. And when I talk to people, I tell them, I lay it out for them. This is what I do. This is how I operate, you know. And I make people, or I try to make them feel as comfortable as possible, you know. And you're right. I've gone to other people, you know, that do promotion, and they just
nothing.
They weren't panning out the way that I thought
nothing,
that they would.
But they didn't do it. A lot of the people don't do what they say they're going to do. You know, like when Willow let's say you're going to format Willow, you're going to do it, okay? And Kelly, you format too. So it's like you're going to do this. And I think that the fact is that you have to be able to trust the person that's telling you where to go, that they've at least used the person or know people that have used them. Because I am so shocked when I hear how much people have spent and not get anything in return, not even the work done right. You know, it's bad.
Right.
It's really
bad.
Yeah.
Well, and the most flattering thing we can get are referrals. You know,
yeah.
So
right.
Yes.
So you're referring folks to people you know is great for us, you know, because we know, you know, that because, you know, a lot of times we'll do work for folks and we have to set our parameters up a certain way so we make sure we get paid because, you know, I've had circumstances where I've done work for people and then not gotten paid, you know, so there are reasons why we do things the way we do them, but, you know, but I you know, if you're fair and you treat people well and you do good quality work, then, you know, referrals are one of the best things that you can give. And I think, like I say, I think it's wonderful to have a Rolodex, if you will, of people who do all these different things because we all put a different spin on it and we all have different artistic features that we add to, you know, our work that make us unique. And I think that's good, you know, that you have that many choices.
Right, which is really what happens. You know, like I said to Willow many times when she's doing a show, like a lot of times she doesn't really say what she does. And that some people, you know, she says some things and like I say some things and if somebody turns in the middle, they'll go like, well, who is she? You know, so because sometimes they don't know. You know, they may tune in and they don't really know that we're authors or, you know, they just think we're maybe doing a show, which is fine, but we are authors. And I think most everybody is an author that does shows. I think everybody is actually that does shows. So I think that, you know, that's one of the problems. I think that people, you know, don't know sometimes. That's why sometimes when I have different shows, we say this because, like, Willow's not going to say it on her show as much as she would say it here. Am I right, Willow? Which is true.
Right. No, that's right.
Yeah, because you don't, you know, because, you know, your shows are unique. I mean, they're paranormal and they're very different. I mean, I'm listening to every show.
I love my show.
I know.
It's like the fun. That's the fun thing I do. Everything else is work, but that's my fun thing. Well, and writing, but I don't get to do a whole lot of that anymore. So, but yeah, that it's very different from everything because the network as a whole, most of the shows that we have are reader oriented. Which is plug in here for our network for the
commercials.
Yes, you
should.
Which is another reason why, as an author, it would be a good investment for you to see about getting a commercial with us because all of our shows are reader oriented. Whether they're the children's shows or you know shows like your show, A Good Story is a Good Story, Family Matters. These are all reader oriented shows.
Yeah.
Except mine.
No, yours
mine
isn't.
Yours
is whatever happens on the time. Whatever happens. Whatever happens and who calls
crazy
in.
Crazy almost always happens, that's for sure. Whether we get some psycho caller that doesn't believe us, it's fun. That's my fun time. I look forward to that. That is something I wish I could do every day of the week.
Yeah.
If I could do it every day of the week, I totally would.
I know. You
and I would just write as a hobby because
Well, you probably get a lot of fodder for stories when you talk about the paranormal.
You have some really interesting people that have called in. And the shows actually do go to 2 hours, and they probably could go to 4 hours if it was scheduled for 4 hours.
If they let us, there are shows that we've had.
I know.
They could have, when we had Andrea Perrin on there.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
And her shows, she's been on like 3-4 times, I think.
Yeah, she did The Conjuring, right. And, yeah, well, she's working now on, you know, because she's working on her next book, right, Candy? She's doing the next excerpt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's
got a lot of stories.
Could have lasted all night long.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were all exhausted when they were over. Afterwards, we talked, she and I talked after the show was over. She's like, I feel like I'm going to fall over. But I know, me too. That was really tense.
Yeah, well, that's I mean, because, right, we never know what's going to happen on the shows usually, and, you know, and who calls in. But I, as that's why now with the Twitter, you know, Twitter chats, I think, we should, yes, whatever that. No, I think that really would be good. So, I mean, we're going to work on that because I do think, and, like Candy said, that's a great place to be, tweeting.
Right, and we really are. Seriously, if you would be interested in running a Twitter chat, which it'd be under the hashtag
yep.
Paranormal Hour during my show, that is something that I definitely want to get going because I want to do away with the chat room on Blog Talk. It's pointless. More people are on Twitter. More people are listening on their
phone. Well, it was different. It really was different. Candy knows that, too. It was very different before. I don't know what happened, but it really is very different now. I do think it's because it's very hard to get in. It's hard to get in, and I think...
I think it also has to do with where people are when they're listening. It's a whole lot easier to sit on your phone and listen from your chair than to sit in your computer desk where you have to log into chat and, you know, we're... People have been working all day, and I don't know how everybody else is, but I know for myself that after I put in a full day, I don't want to sit in my computer desk.
Well, I do think, though, I do think, well, Candy remembers, though, I do think when we did we didn't really tweet then. You know, there wasn't really, you know, Facebook and Twitter weren't like 4 years ago. It wasn't really like it is now. So there were people in the chat room all the time. You know, asking questions and calling in. And, you know, we've always had that. And, Candy, you had a ton of them in your show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would. It was nothing. I would have like 30, 40 people in the chat listening and calling in and this and that. And it's totally different now.
Totally.
Everything's changing. I wanted to give a huge shout out, if that was okay, to Lindsay Kendall. She's in the. The chat, and her work is amazing. I mean,
you see her in the chat room?
You know,
you see her? See her in the. See, I don't even see her in the chat room. See, this is what's her say. Well, now we know this is true. Okay, right. You're right, Willow, because I don't see her. That's right. I'm in the chat.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's hard. It's hard if it doesn't work right, you know?
Yeah. So I think, and I do think that a lot of times.
Everybody say hi.
Hi, Lindsay.
Say hi. Hi, Lindsay.
I do have one of your covers on Blog Talk. Yes, I do. It's on, and that's another thing which I was talking to Kelly with the size. The banners and the teasers are, those are the ones, if people want to look at Blog Talk, they'll see my banners on there. Those come out really good for Blog Talk. They come out right.
They're perfect.
And sometimes they're too small, some of the things now. So I've been enlarging things because they've changed. See, I just think people, you know, we just have to keep being aware of all the changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, basically.
Well,
it's hard. Yeah, it's hard, you know, to keep up on the changes. So, all right, Kelly, you go out, and we've talked about this many times. So when you sell books, you sell them, you go out and sell them.
Yeah, well, I think authors need an internet presence, but I also think just, you know, doing book signings, palm pressing, taking out your bookmarks, handing them out, talking in libraries, you know, trying to set up as many public appearances as you can is equally as important, if not, you know, more important in some cases, because readers want to connect face-to-face, as, you know, as well as they like to be on social networking, but I also think, you know, to really meet an author and get a signed book or at least go to a convention or a, you know, library where an author is speaking, you know, that's exciting. That's fun stuff. And they enjoy doing that, and it really makes you seem more real to them. And I think, you know, public appearances are important. They're hard to set up. I know several authors who really have started hitting the craft circuit and done really well with that. And depends on the types of shows, you want to be a little more selective on the types of shows that you choose. And, you know, like if it's just going to be all homemade Christmas crafts, you know, you probably don't want to choose that one. But if it's, you know, a large show and there are going to be a lot of different people there, I know several authors have had some really good luck with that. As well as local libraries. Now, I know my local library is not as open to...
Yeah, I know. See, right. That's
books,
one. I'm going to have to do that also. Right. Because it depends on the
of
library.
Them are really low. Yeah, and then some of the Barnes and Nobles are real open to, you know, indie book signings. It just depends on the management of the store. You know, I think it never hurts to ask. Go talk to all of the independent bookstores in your area. They, you know, even if they won't carry your book, they may set up a book signing for you and do something on consignment. You know, so there are a lot of different options. I sell my books on consignment in a very small store in northern Florida, who, you know, one of my best friends owns it, but a little shout out for Two Sisters New Beginnings in Monticello, great little store. And they sell my books on consignment.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Did you already mention libraries?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, because I have never, ever been turned down by a library to do a book signing. Never.
See, now I have. And here in Hillsborough County in Tampa, Florida, it's they're very restrictive on getting books in the library and letting authors into local branches. It's not controlled by the local branch. It's controlled by the county. And the county is huge. Yeah, the county is huge. And they are very, very picky about what they allow to happen. And it's been really frustrating for me to try to get into the library. But I'm still trying. I still keep pecking away at it. But there are a lot of other, you know, like if you live in a community where you may have a community center. I know that's popular here with 55 and retirement communities. Getting into those community centers and doing a book signing, you know, just contacting your local communities, getting in a community paper and setting something up. If there are a couple of authors, I've got some author friends that live near me, and we've done joint book signings before at a wine bar. You know, so there are all kinds of different things you can set up. And it takes time, but it, you know, it can be done if you set yourself a goal to do maybe three a year, you know, or something like that, and then, you know, organize them and get with it. It always works better if there's more than one author. If you can kind of combine your efforts, it, you know, that works better because it, you know, it gives.
I think probably now more than ever. I think because before indie authors and, you know, small publishers, they didn't used to do that. But I think that the world is now realizing that this is what's happening in this world. There's small, you know, there's small publishers and there's indie authors that are really good. So I'm thinking it might be easier maybe even now than it was last year because now there's just so many authors out there that are indie.
There are. And you know, if you're going to go indie, one of the recommendations I have, and I'm sure, you know, Candy and Willow will agree, pay the money that you need to pay to put out a quality product. Make sure your book has
Amen. Preach it, sister.
And a good editor. If you don't pay for anything else, pay for a good editor and get your book professionally edited. And then make sure it looks sharp and you have a, you know, a good blurb. And even the way you put it on Kindle now with the text that you use in your blurb and your keywords, all of that is critically important.
Right, because you were talking about the tag words. Man, that's a huge thing now.
Yeah.
I mean, which is not now, but it's just more people are doing it because it's really the way to get seen is by the right tag.
There's a particular algorithm that Amazon uses, and it's not just the tag words, but it's also how many reviews you have, how many sales you're making that all plays into your rank. And I recently bought a book that I used to change all of my tag words, and it recommends a software where you can go out and you can look at other authors, you know, best-selling authors, and see what tag words they use, you know, and copy their tag words, not their blurbs, but, you know, just the tag words that they're using. And making sure you use the tag words not only in the spot in Kindle where you can put them, but also in your blurb and in your description. You know, use those tag words over and over. Now, don't just plop them in there. Make sure it makes sense.
Yeah, right.
You know,
makes sense.
Your description. It really makes a difference. I had lower sales, and I made these changes, and now I'm hitting way more steady than, you know, than what I was before. I know it's not hitting on the front page of every search, but it's usually on the second page. So I've got some more tweaking to do to play with it.
I think it takes time, you know, because I was doing something from web.com. They said, look, about 3 or 4 weeks I mean, 3 or 4 months before, you know, it really gets to the right
it
search
does.
Engine.
It's
a very difficult process, you know, and I think that this is certainly one of the points I want to get across, that people are just starting out or they're, you know, even if they're seasoned authors or whatever, it's really sometimes it's just the category that you're in and nobody's seeing it. It's really not because your book isn't good. It's not about that a lot of times. It's about that it's not in the right place. People aren't finding it right. It is difficult because there are so many hundreds of thousands and millions of people now writing. And it's very difficult to get yourself known, which is brings me back to the point of branding, which is what, you know, I was talking to somebody today on the phone, and they were saying that they were at a convention, and they were talking about branding is the number one thing to do. You just have to brand yourself. And that does not take just 2 months. It takes several years sometimes to brand yourself the right way. You know,
I agree.
So I've
been an author for over almost 10 years now, and I'm still not out there the way I want to be, you know, so it does. It takes time, and it takes devotion to getting it done, and that's why if you can hire a good service like Candy's and, or me or Willow and the advertising and, you know, get it for reasonable prices, it's worth it. It is worth it in just the time savings alone.
Yeah, and I think I think people don't realize that when they have like a, you know, if they have a banner or they have a teaser, they can put it on their blogs, they can put it on and they can give it to other people. Because I do think that sometimes, I know the romance writers do this a lot, where they pay $30 or $40 and they reveal the cover on their site for about a month. And I think I did it for a while, and I think you can do it with many people, you know, because everybody, like we said before, sees you have different people in your sites, so you don't know who's going to be in it, so it's really never too much, because if you're with 3 or 4 people, they know different people. Like all of us, we all have different people that we know. And so when you go on one person's blog or one person's site, that's what happens. And, you know, as like Candy had said before, we used to see it with, you know, on the shares, but we don't see that now. So, and I think, you know, even with the shows and with a lot of different things, you're not seeing what the reach is so much these days, because there's so many people looking at things and watching things in different, you know, types of, you know, they're on the computer, they're on the iPad, they're on the Kindle, they're all over, and on a phone. It's, you know, people, actually, I was in a shopping center on Saturday. You should see the line for the Apple. I'm going, what? They were all standing outside waiting.
That's ridiculous.
It's unreal.
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean,
Apple has built their brand, you know, and it's, you know what it is and you know its quality, and that's what we're all trying to do.
which is the other thing I forgot when you just said the Apple, the way you said Smashwords. I had Mark Coker on, and he was talking about, see, Smashwords gets to Apple and everywhere else. See, the thing about Amazon, we all use Amazon, but Smashwords gets to a lot of the different sources. I mean, I think we're all on that. Willow, you're on it too, right? Smashwords? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and Candy?
You know, I tried it once or twice. It just wasn't for me. Yeah.
See, I do think, though, that some people,
like,
and Willow, you know that, because some people you know do very well on Smashwords.
Right.
What do you think it is? What do you think we're missing?
Well, honestly... With Smashwords, it's if you've gotten into the algorithms, right? On the other sites, here's the thing. All of these different ebook sites use certain algorithms for promotional purposes. If you've had, say, free books that you've gone through Smashwords with, those free books go out, they go to different sites. They download really great because they're free, and everybody wants a freebie.
Yeah.
So that puts you in a higher up in the list. After a period of time, if those books are no longer free, they remain up in the list because they haven't lost their position. So at that point, you can start actually making some money off of this.
All right. So you're saying
books.
You're saying if you give your books free on Smashwords?
Well,
Well, give them the code. There's a code. I think they have a code.
Well, no, you can actually run it for free.
And that's back when I initially did that with Haunted One, because Haunted One was free for a long time, and it just kept downloading at this exponential rate. I mean, it was crazy. I had 1 month, there was 39,000 downloads, and I'm like,
wow.
Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
Why am I giving this away? It's the only thing I have that's downloading. So
see, that's the thing that's so insane. Yeah, but you didn't get money for that. You just got the problem with that.
Right.
And
free books are. Go ahead.
Books.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I agree with what you said, though. It does boost your other books because you get seen as an author. And I just loaded one. It's a novella, a paranormal novella that I wrote called Blood Harvest Moon. And I just put it out on Smashwords about a week ago. And you're right, it's like downloading like mad. But I've seen my sales for other books that I have pick up because they see me when they download the free one. And I have a trilogy that I'm working on, and I have the first two books out right now. And once I publish the third book, I'm going to offer the first book for free because it will draw attention to the other books.
So Candy, I'm thinking of this maybe. Should I do one of my children's books for free on Smashwords? And then they'll see me then?
You know, and if you give me the link and we'll work it.
Yeah. I know.
You never know if it's going to work. Free books are a great promotional and marketing tool because people that may never have given you a chance before.
Yeah.
Because people are not willing to pay for a book from an unknown author, someone they've never heard of, never seen before. I believe that, where was that I read? For a person to accept you as a common household name, they have to have seen your name at least 7 times from 7 different places. This is marketing 101.
Mm-hmm.
So for somebody to just say, okay, that's a cool cover, I'm going to go ahead and buy that, a diehard reader might do that. But generally, people are not going to pay for something if they've heard nothing about it. But if you give them a free copy and they get around to reading it, because that's another issue, is people will download everything free and they may never, ever read it. They just grabbed it because it was free.
I know.
So it's a catch-22 on whether or not it's going to get you anywhere. Sometimes, yes, it helps tremendously. I have Quinn Loftus has the first chapter of Inheritance in the back of her newest release. Inheritance is the second book in my Dark Gift series. I am getting reviews now that states, I found this series because it was in the back of Quinn Loftus' books. So I know giving that free sample was helpful because they're actually stating in the reviews, this is how I found your book. But it doesn't always work like that because I can tell you with my Oceans of Red, my series are so crazy because they're also very different. My Oceans of Red series, 01, was free for like a year and a half. It still doesn't sell. I don't know why.
I think there probably is no reason. It's just the way things are.
It's good reviews and stuff. It just doesn't. So it's really up in the air whether or not the free book thing is going to work. I've heard many authors say we need to all of us quit giving away free books because now readers as a whole expect freebies and nobody wants to pay for anything.
I actually believe that because I've heard people on my show say that. And Kelly, I think you were on one show that said that when we were talking about that. And I do think there is a problem with that. And that's why, you know, that's why so many people are waiting for free books.
Yeah.
Because there are so many books that are free. Why should they pay?
There are many people who've gotten the mindset, why should I pay for it now? If I wait long enough, though, it'll be free.
Yep. Yeah.
However, there's a lot of people who don't do that, too. So, when it comes to free books, I'm really up in the air. It has worked for me on different aspects of my different series that I've had to offer. For some, it's worked very well. For some, it's not worked at all. It just depends on what's grabbing your target audience, you know? Is your cover grabbing them? Is the blurb grabbing them? Is everything grabbing them, you know? Is the topic something that's real hot and relevant right now? If you have all these things together, yeah, that might set off your entire series if you give the first book free. The rest of them might sell like hotcakes. Or you might find that the only thing that downloads is the free book, and then you're like, okay, what's going on? Why are the rest of
you
do run that risk, because once you've offered it for free, trying to put it back up for sale then is difficult.
Yeah.
You know, because
it
just kind of brings everything to a screeching halt.
I think probably one of the things that the answer is that most of the people have come away, like from the show when we talked about it, is the more books you write, the better it is. And that's why we're doing the show tonight, because by doing some things that each of you do helps everybody in their marketing skills, because you're not born knowing marketing, you know, and for those of us who have been doing it for years, things have changed. And, you know, the promotional items, I mean, it's really very difficult, but these are the things that you have to do now. And unfortunately, that people didn't want to pay before, but I think they have to pay now. I mean, I actually think that you cannot keep asking. That's what you were saying about free books. I mean, free services, why though? You know, I mean, each of you are on my show, and I'm not embarrassed to say that I paid you, okay? Even though you're on my show, that doesn't mean I'm getting it free, because this is your career. So I think that I don't expect anybody to give me anything free, and I think that that's one of the problems, because the books started going out free, and we have free Facebook, we have free Twitter, we have free all of these things. I think people don't want to pay for the things that they might necessarily be wrong in thinking they don't need. They need to do these things.
Yeah.
They need to have all of these tools to push themselves out, to brand themselves.
I agree.
I totally agree. Because you know what? If you have a crappy cover, everybody's going to know it. If your book has not been formatted and properly edited, everybody's going to point it out. And the reviews on Amazon and everywhere else will reflect that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's really important.
I think as an author, one of the most important things you can do is come across, especially if you're an indie, is to come across professional.
Yeah.
And, you know, because have look like, you know, a large publisher did your book for you, even if they didn't, because it matters. You know, I mean, you've got people who expect a certain standard, and even if they get the book for free, they want it to be properly edited. They want, you know, they won't even look at it. If you don't have a cover that attracts their attention, they'll just overlook it altogether, you know.
Right.
So I think it's really important to look professional.
Right.
I agree.
I don't want under any circumstances want to foster any kind of competitive thinking, because I don't think that authors should be competitive with each other.
I agree.
In our community, we should not be competing with each other.
Right.
However, the indie community must compete with the traditional community as far as aesthetics go, the look of it, the feel of it, the structure of it. We have to compete if we're going to keep our audience, because nobody wants to open a book. I don't know about you ladies, but I'm guessing that you're a lot like me, and you don't have time to sit and wade through a book that is barely legible because it's poorly formatted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's poorly edited. I won't do it. I don't have time. And it's not that I'm not interested in the story, but it is taking me, you know, 30 minutes have gone by and I'm on page 5, you're not going to get another 30 minutes.
Or if I'm wading through tons and tons of prose because it hasn't been edited properly, or boring dialogue, you know. No, you're right. I agree with you. And I do try to let go of that internal editor when I read, because I want to enjoy the book. I don't want to have that hat on. But if it's that obvious, you know, if it smacks me in the face, then I lose interest pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I think, but you know, all the tools, you know, the covered. You look at, you know, I put something on one of my blogs, my good stories, a good story about somebody that had written something about indie authors and how, you know, the book has to look right and it should look right, and the cover and all of these things do matter. So, and I think that the conception, like years ago, people would think that if you were self-publishing, you're just like taking some glue and putting the pages together and there's your book. It's not like that. It looks like everybody else's, hopefully, like Willow was saying. It should look like anybody else's book that's with Random or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of the books do look like that way. And the e-books, I mean, there are some issues with e-books only because it matters of where, how you're looking at it on a Kindle or, you know, and it should be formatted the right way. But, however, there are so many different readers out there that it's almost impossible to be perfect in the e-reader, I think. I mean, that's one of the things. I think that sometimes they're not, especially children's books, because sometimes the pictures, as, you know, well, Kelly, you know, sometimes the pictures overlap, and you have to work hard to do this. You have to get it right.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. And
it is a challenge.
And there are certain tools that you have to use in order to get it to come out right on every type of e-reader.
Right. I mean, I know only two people that I, in the entire time that I know of all the people that are doing children's books that do, I know Fidelity does a very good children's book, and I know you do. So, I mean, I don't know anybody else, because that was something nobody wanted to take on, is to format a children's book on a Kindle or create space. It's very hard. It's not easy. And you have to go to the right place because it doesn't look right.
If you want it to be appealing, it takes, you know, it takes work. And particularly if they have, like, drawn illustrations. You know, instead of, you know, if they're using stock photos, that's not too bad. But, having the drawn, the artistic photos scanned at the right DPI to make them look clear, and, you know, it's a real challenge.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not easy to do children's books, and it's not easy to sell them, you know, and that's what it's very, I'm sure, Telly, you know from me, and I'm sure, Candy, you see it when you're out there, there's not many children's, that's why we're going to be starting to have more children's shows and stories of children, like we used to do before, the stories for children. We used to do that because I really think, you know, the romance, paranormal, all the other groups, but not children's. It's very, very tough with the children's market, and I think, you know, Kindle is making a children's Kindle, which may help.
Will help. You know, I have two children's books out there, and number one, they're not selling. Number two, not properly formatted the way that they should. There's no pictures. There's no nothing, you know, and what can I do, you know?
Well,
now they have this, I might actually be able to do something with them.
Yeah. But I do think that, it's important. And I think that hopefully, you know, because I know a lot of the children's writers that I knew before, they're not involved anymore. So that's why with, you know, I have that Nick and Natalie's book club. And so we're going to be starting to do more with that, because I really, I see so many people have disappeared with the children's books. And, you know, kids love books. And that's why Pinterest and all those things, they are help. So I think now that we've discussed all the things that are really good, you know, I want everybody on the, to give their websites and, you know, where we can reach you. Kelly?
Mine is a little complicated to spell, but it's Selectographics, SelectoGraphics.com.
That's it, right?
Yep. We're on Twitter and we're on Facebook. You can, you know, you can find us pretty much, you know, everywhere out on the...
And I have links to them. I also have links. I have links on for yours, this Electrographic, on some of my blogs. Yes, on Michigan Avenue. Yeah, I have them all over mine. Yeah, we do. We have them. Candy?
I work from a blog, so everything I do is from the blog, and I have lots of links on there, you know, that people can find me. It's author Candy O'Donnell .blogspot.com. One thing I really wanted to mention to everyone, does anyone use GIFs on their blog or their website? Because one thing I have really taken notice of is I have more looks, more views since I've been doing that. Because when
what
you first
that?
Go
what
on
you
my
just,
blog.
What was that? What is that?
A GIF?
I have a GIF on my website.
Really? Oh.
Okay. Yeah, because I have one right now, and it's very eye-catching, and it's you know, season-oriented.
Yes, and I have it on my website. I've run, you know, a series of the covers, you know, that change, and a GIF is an animated picture, if you will.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That you can put on a website or a blog, and they are very attractive. I like them. I don't use as many as I should. I don't think I could probably do a lot more, but I do. I like them. I think they're great.
So yeah, in the children's books, it should be GIFs then, right?
You could do it with a GIF. You sure could. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Okay. Well, here we go. New project.
Yeah, that got me thinking,
Martha. Oh, yeah, right. I got to stop thinking. It's okay. All right, Willow, go ahead.
Okay, well, you can find, if you can't find me online, you're not looking very hard.
I know, you are everywhere.
Because I'm everywhere. You can find me at Willow Cross on Twitter, on Facebook. You can come. Please come stop by the Paranormal Hour fan page and give us a like and say hello. And we are always looking for new ghost stories to tell and guests to come on the show. So if you're interested in telling us your true paranormal experiences, I don't care if Bigfoot kidnapped you or what happened.
Kelly has it. Kelly,
paranormal.
Don't you have that? Kelly, you have experiences. Kelly has experiences.
I do.
Kelly has some. We need to get together.
Yeah. You should come on the show and tell us all about it.
Yep.
Yeah, give me a holler. We'll
I'll give you her website.
I'll definitely refer you or refer some of my friends to you too, Willow. So if you're like tagged in something with other people's names, you'll know why.
Oh, okay, that would be great.
On Facebook, yeah, because okay, I know cool. Tons yeah. of psychics, yeah. intuitives, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love those. Are my kind of people. We yeah. like having those folks on the show, and so. Get a hold of us on the Paranormal Hour if you would
who's
like
on
to
this,
come on
who's
show.
On this Friday? Who's on Friday?
This Friday we have Pam Collins. She's a paranormal investigator. She's going to, and an author, of course, and she's going to come on and tell us all about her investigations and what's been going on, and it should be a very spooky time. So you can find me there. You can find me on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever.
But I might have somebody on the phone. Should I attempt this? Somebody's on the phone. I don't know. This is.
We could.
All right. Here
sure.
we go. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello. No. Okay, doke. What happened there? Hello. I don't know. Well, okay.
Hey, they don't
here
want
we
to
go.
Talk.
Well, yep. We lost them, I think. Yeah. I don't know. Did we lose? Is everybody still on? All right. Thank you all. I was going to get the caller in, but I think something happened there. Whatever. That'd be like on your show, Willow. They disappear.
Mystery caller.
We've had that on your show. Disappear.
Yes, we've had callers. We've had callers that were there that weren't really there, which was really weird, too.
I know. We had a whole show like that. That was weird. I was on. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Good night, everybody, and thank you, ladies, for coming on, and you will all naturally be hearing from me. And I thank you all because you've all helped me get my books out there, so thank you. And good night
thank
to everybody,
you.
And let's see. That's it. Good night. And next show
good
is
night.
Willow's. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Good
bye.
Night. Good night.